Welcome to the Cool Channel's Word Has It Book Tour, where we will explore the wisdom, imagination, and personal discovery of book clubs are experiencing around the world. I am your host, Brenda Brown, and today the Word Has It Book Club drops in on five members of a book club out of Lansing, Michigan. So ladies, I understand we have five members joining us today, and I'm going to start out by asking Denise to share with us the name of your club, which I think is very unique, and how it came into existence.
Yeah, the name of our club is No Name Book Club.
I love that.
Yes, it's been in existence since the early 1960s, and I didn't become a member until 2004. But I talked to one of our members who's been a member almost since the beginning. And they got together in Okemos, East Lansing area. And they were mostly the wives of newly hired professors who worked at Michigan State University. And so they just evolved over time. They had different names for the club. And then finally, they said, well, let's have an official name. And they couldn't decide. So since they couldn't come to a consensus, they decided No Name Book Club.
Very unique. I like that. Okay, so someone tell me, how many active members do you currently have? And how often do you ladies meet?
That's a Katie question.
Okay, so we have about 15 active members, maybe 14 now. And we meet once a month for 9 months. We do not meet in June, July, and August. So we, academic calendar.
Okay, so you take the summer off.
We do.
All right. Okay, all right, good. Do you have any idea, and this may be a hard question to answer, but how many books you ladies have read over the years? And since you've been in existence now since 1960s, that's about 80 years. That's 60 years. That's a really long time.
So
that's about 600 books.
Okay. Right. If you just do the math. Okay. How do you go about selecting the book that you're going to read, that the club is going to read? Does the host of the meeting do that? Do you guys do that as a group?
Sounds like a Katie question too.
Okay, yeah, right. My friends call me the scribe of the group. Okay. So mostly because I do a little bit of logistical work. In fact, it's a completely democratic process. Each person selects a book, and she selects a month when she wants to present and review that book. And then we meet at somebody else's house when we're not in COVID and doing Zoom. To discuss the book, and we have a discussion, and then we have dessert by the hostess.
By the hostess, okay.
Does that respond to your question, Brenda?
Yes, and when you're meeting, is there like a leader? Like, does the host lead it? Do you use some of the questions that are at the end of some books? I know some books have questions at the end to provoke a conversation, or how does the meeting flow?
So we never use the questions at the end of a book.
Oh. Okay.
The person who suggests the book talks about the author, about why they selected the book, and then leads the discussion. Okay. So we all bear a heavy responsibility once a year.
All right. So tell me about some of the cool things that your club has done over the years in relation to the book club. Anything?
Ida, that sounds like you.
I don't know. Well, one of the things I have enjoyed so much is our end of the year meeting, when we have taken a boat ride at Carol's house, and we all bring a dish to pass at the end of the year. And this has taken place for several years at Carol's house. And I've really enjoyed those meetings because it got us to do things that we don't normally do. Her husband shepherds a boat ride, and then we enjoy eating the various dishes that, you know, the members make. And so that's been a fun thing to do.
Okay. So when you say the end of the year, what month does that happen since you're going on the boat?
Is it June?
So in June, okay. So your meeting ends in June, right before the summer. Okay.
Right, and at that meeting, we also identify the books we want to read the next year.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking for my invitation for that June meeting. Okay. That's why I asked. I'm going to put that on my calendar. Okay.
We have, I'd like to throw in that we also have two, I guess they're called traditions. I'm the newest person in the book group. And I've enjoyed our Christmas tradition, the members who likes to make cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. Her home. She acts as hostess, not the person reviewing the book, but she provides cookies and peppermint stick ice cream.
That sounds good. Okay. And so I got another, June and December. Okay.
That's in December.
All right.
Then another member, and this isn't a particular month, but another member was a professional baker and has a home kitchen. And I always look forward to going to her home and enjoying the wonderful desserts that she prepares for us. Because
I guess that must be really nice. So you have desserts after every meeting, lots of sweets. That sounds really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's talk about some of the books that you ladies have read. Can you tell me about, and it can be a recent book that the club has read or something years ago, but tell me about a favorite book that you have. Give me a little bit about the book without telling too much of it. Give me your favorite part or character. Does anyone have a favorite?
Maybe I can just jump in here and talk about a book that we just read this past month. And it's a book called Native Women Changing Their World. Okay. And this is a book that I chose, and it isn't something I normally would choose, being that it's nonfiction. I tend to like mysteries, and I like books that deal with culture, like different cultures from out of the country, international cultures, being an ESL teacher. But a colleague that I used to work with in Micronesia wrote this book, and then she joined us to talk about it. So I thought that it was a wonderful opportunity to hear from the author, but also so wonderful to hear about the 12 women that are just amazing Native American women. So it really educated me. I didn't know much about these women and gave me a whole new perspective.
That's good. I tend to do like you. I tend to read the mysteries and I stick with one book. So I would like to join a book club just so I could expand my reading list and read something out of my comfort zone. So I will put that down, Native Women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I bet it was very nice to have the author there.
Brenda, I would say this is one of the most exceptional things about this book club is that we are all reading books we would never have read.
Yeah.
Except for their nomination. So a couple of years ago, Ida nominated a book by a person she knew named Larry Langdon, a novel called Glacier Gal. And he came to our book club. That's another cool thing that has happened, is bringing authors in to converse about the book. And this was a book that took us both to Alaska and to the Deep South. It was about an interracial relationship, and it was a romance, a very deep romance that probably reflected some of his experiences. But that was a very cool book and something I never would have even known about if I hadn't been in this book club. And I think we could probably go on and on about books we never would have been exposed to, but we agreed we'd read them. And boy, they were transformative.
Well, I'd like to say that that's the neat thing about our book club, is that we are racially and ethnically diverse. And because of that, we get, you know, to read a lot of different books, again, that we would not ordinarily read. But one of the books that I really enjoyed was The Immortal Sales of Henrietta Lacks. And I think that year, everyone enjoyed that book. And if we had to nominate a book of the year for us that time, I forget which year it was. Denise, that was a book you brought to our
attention. It was, yes.
Yes, yes, a very, very good book. There are so many good books that we've read. It's hard to choose, but that one stood out because so many of us did not know the history of that kind of part of our medicine today. And so that's just one example.
And I like the fact that you mentioned the book of the year, where you look back over the books that you read the last year and talk about what was your favorite or what stands out. That's good. Would anybody else like to share a book that you ladies have read? And where's, tell me about a book that has invoked some type of emotion with you or has changed you in some way. Has anyone had that experience?
We read Americana by her last name is Adichie, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the rest of it. But this, the book traced the life, several lives, but the primary character grew up in a rather privileged home in, I believe it was Nigeria, came to the US as a student, ended up being a citizen here. But her observations about what she called American Blacks and not American Blacks were so enlightening to me. I really thought about that, those differences. And she made it fun and funny, and also sometimes very poignant. And I find myself reflecting on that book on a number of occasions, because her observations were just so on point.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, I'm writing down all these books. I can make sure I put them on my list to read. Okay. Ladies, tell me a little bit about why you read. Do you read for enjoyment, for relaxation, to stretch the imagination, wisdom, intrigue, or what? What prompts you to read?
Yes, 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 yes.
I get that a lot. I would just like to add that for me personally, I get a lot out of the book club, not just for the books that we read, but for discussions that we have about lots of things, often after the book review. We, you know, it's during dessert when we talk about what's going on in our communities and express our opinions, questions about related areas and not related areas. And we can gossip a little bit, you know, so we have our dessert. So I really enjoy those informal kinds of discussions.
So the friendships that you have
right. And some of us do, right. It is very special. And unlike some book clubs where people create the book club out of ongoing friendships, most of us didn't know each other when we joined the book club. And so it's been very much a fun journey to get to know each other as people. And sometimes, you know, we do get together outside of the book club group. And that's also been good.
Oh, well, that's different, where you weren't friends prior. Yeah, right.
So I find it to be just a generally good, enlightening friendship experience as well.
Does anybody? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, sometimes we get in political discussions, and we solve the problems of the world.
Do you?
You only listen to us.
Do you? Okay. All right. I bet a lot of book clubs think that way. Yes. Does anyone?
But I would say one thing about the founding of the book club. There was a clear effort at the founding before any of us were involved. To have women come together to read books about women by women.
That's a good,
and to get past any partisan differences. And so we're not the same book group that it was at the founding. Probably fewer partisan differences among us, but still with this emphasis on listening for the voices and experiences of women.
I didn't know that. So that's very good. Yes, that is it. So you try and select books that were written by women.
Not or that talk about women. I would say, but pretty disproportionately. Yeah.
All right. One of the things I like about the book is, at least in my experience, I don't sense censorship You know, there we don't say we must agree to a particular book, and you know, the club is very accepting of what people want to report on and have the group read, and we try our best to get through every book, and I like that very, very much.
Yeah. So you're saying everyone in the book club actually reads the books. I've talked to some other clubs where there are a few people that, and they know, well, she hasn't read the book. So everyone reads the book.
Let me say that we don't necessarily get the time to read every book, but we don't feel the pressure.
All right.
To read it. We still can come to the meeting and we can ask questions, or maybe we get through part of the book. You know, it just depends. So I like that kind of relaxed approach to book reviewing that we have. Yeah.
That you have.
Yeah, it's just accepting. And yeah.
Does anyone have a favorite place that they go and read, whether it's in your house or outside of your home? Does anyone have a favorite spot?
Besides our beds?
Yeah.
I'd have to agree. That's my favorite place. Yes.
It's so funny. Since, you know, the pandemic, I, you know, before I never, like, my husband would be gone a lot, but now we're both in the house all the time. And so I do, when I read, I actually go to a separate room where I have a chair and I sit and read there, and there's a lot of sun coming in, sometimes too much sun, but that's okay. But yeah, it's been harder during this pandemic to find a spot, right?
And I know it's been challenging. So are you ladies Zooming now, your meetings, as opposed to meeting in person?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We just had one in person at, two, Christmas time and September, but all the rest are going to be Zoom.
Zoom. Okay.
I'd just like to say how impressed I was with all of my book club friends the very first time that we did our Zoom, because we also had a guest author that night. Remember, you guys?
Yes, yes.
And everybody did so well, and so well with the technology. And it was just a really wonderful first Zoom that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Wonderful. Yeah, Zoom can be challenging to some, but yes. Right. I think most book clubs now are doing the Zoom. I know I'm not in a book club, but I have a bridge club, and we haven't played forever. We kind of get on Zoom just to say hi to one another because we haven't been able to meet. So, yeah. In unprecedented times, you're right, Zoom has become extremely popular. Well, does anyone have anything else they would like to cover about a book you've read or about the club before I have I have one more last question. Anything you want to share with our audience?
I'd just like to say one more thing about how welcoming this group was to me, because I don't know if you guys remember when I reviewed A Tale for the Time Being, and I brought a big poster board like a teacher would with all my information on it. And they let me teach that way, you know, review the book that way. And I felt, I mean, that's how open and welcoming this group is, to be able to let me do something that's kind of, what do you say, like off the rails a little bit?
And I would say this about our group. When we talk about the wide range of what we're reading, it includes, Denise once brought a book, I think you did, Denise, that was the experiences of a woman who had been a mom for Playboy bunnies in Chicago.
I was going to bring that one up. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Mother Rabbit.
Well, Denise, you should describe this. And she came in by kind of video to our meeting.
Right.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the name of the book?
Was that Mother?
I'm trying to remember the name of it now. Do you remember?
Was that Mother Rabbit?
It might have been Mother Rabbit, but a friend of mine wrote the book, and it was regarding it's like the memoir of her sister, her older sister, who had been a Playboy bunny mother, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she was like the supervisor of bunnies.
Of bunnies.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't realize that they had that, but I guess so. It's like in a sorority house, a mother just to look over everyone, make sure everyone's doing the right thing.
It
gave you a behind the scenes look, though, at that kind of life and the women, you know, who were involved in that kind of life. And so that was one of the books I really enjoyed.
I think I'm going to put that at the top of my list.
Yeah, it's
Tecla Miller, Mother Rabbit.
Yeah, Mother Rabbit. Yep.
Mother Rabbit, yes.
That's Mother Rabbit. Oh, you can't see it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go. Okay, ladies, I got that.
So
okay, one last.
Friend. She's a friend, and then like Katie said, her sister, who was the mother of the bunnies. Rabbits, or what do you call? What are they called?
Bunnies.
Playboy bunnies.
Okay.
Yeah, joined us by like a Zoom type of situation, and it was interesting to hear directly from her.
I bet that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my one last question is, a cool channel has a 3-question happy survey. So I want you ladies to tell me what your happy food is, your happy drink, or your happy outfit. You can pick one or you can pick all 3. So let's start with Carol.
My happy drink is definitely a coffee. I am a coffeeholic. I think anybody who knows me knows that I love my coffee.
All right. Okay, so let's start with Denise next.
Well, I in terms of drinks, Cabernet wine. I love Cabernet wine. Okay. And in terms of food, I love to taste different ethnic groups, foods from different ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're fortunate here in the Lansing area. We do have kind of a wide variety of ethnic restaurants. And my favorite happy food, I guess you could say, and Pam knows this, is there's a convenience store chain here in the Lansing area, and they sell Death by Chocolate ice cream. Ooh, that's my absolute favorite.
Death by chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
Did you ever serve that to us?
No, I never have, but I could get it next time we have it in my house. But it's chocolate with little pieces of toffee and cake in it. It's very good.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Katie, you're up next.
My able to be happy food is coffee in the morning. And after that, I can embrace my day. I am married to a chef who does all of the cooking in my house. And so I appreciate this reality in my life. And so all his foods are my happy foods. I'm not cooking them.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I am.
Yes.
This is 17 years of my life. I was a single mom for 16 years. So I deeply appreciate the fact that I married a man
who cooks.
Okay. All right, Pam, you're up.
My favorite happy food is shrimp Creole. And it's a recipe that my mother learned to make when my father was stationed in Mobile, Alabama. And some local ladies took her under their wing and taught her how to make shrimp Creole their way. And it's still a family favorite and one of my very favorites. So
I bet it's
happy because I think of her when I make it and enjoy eating it because it's delicious.
Yes, and you have an authentic recipe. So I bet it is delicious. Yes, yes.
Well,
Ida?
Yeah. Well, my favorite beverage
is
water, hot water. I drink a lot of hot water.
Wow, okay. Do you take it with lemon or just hot water?
Just hot water, yeah. Okay. I court vegetarian food. I can't say I have a favorite, but I have a very restricted diet. But I can talk about my love of scarves.
Okay.
Hair most of the time is covered, and give me a pair of black tights and my scarves and I'm ready to go. to most
All right. things.
And I love winter for that reason, because a coat can hide lots of things.
Ida has nothing to hide. I do not know why she's saying that. You're beautiful.
Okay, ladies. Well, my happy drink is champagne. My happy food would be maybe tacos with a margarita, of course. And my happy outfit is tights and a big shirt, because it's not showing anything. So I'm good. But okay. Ladies, I would like to thank you for joining and sharing how your club is promoting literacy through fun and sisterhood. This is your host, Brenda Brown, on the Cool Channel Word Has It Book Tour. Remember, no one gets to vote on your happiness or your truth. Read to stay informed and in touch with both.